Hello, boy, Andy here again. Well, today I thought I'd do another one of those audio booths where I sort of just talk and describe the scene that I'm looking at, because I've taken a drive from my house, only about 15 miles, to a place called Burling Gap, which is on the south coast, on the South Downs, and it's one end of the Seven Sisters, which are those sort of iconic chalk cliffs, which you see in any of those pictures that they show you of the beauty of England or the UK or Britain or whatever, those wonderful chalk cliffs down here on the in the south. I'm now at the other end, at the first sister, if you want to call it that, which is called Haven Brow, and I'm looking down now into Cookmere Haven, the River Cookmere, which comes out here, and a wonderful sight down here. And over the other side of the river are the Coast Guard cottages, which might not mean a lot, but all those photographs that I spoke about are usually taken with those Coast Guard cottages in the foreground. I don't usually walk that way, I usually walk the other way. And it's a lovely sunny day for once. We've had some pretty awful weather, for those of you who are in England will know. It's been pretty awful altogether, so it's nice to get out. And I've heard other people saying the same thing. Isn't it nice? And a day like this, where it's a nice clear blue sky. Yes, it's a bit cold, but I'd much rather have it this way. And it just brings out the low winter light is something also which brings out the colours and everything in front of me. I see you've got the greens, obviously, of the grass. You've got cows grazing, sheep grazing. You've got the river. There's hundreds and hundreds of birds. Up on the cliffs, we get a lot of, obviously, seagulls and crows and jackdaws. I've just been watching some kittiwakes flying around, one in front of me right now. And down in the valley itself, in Cookmere Haven, I can see lots of other aquatic birds as well. There's probably some egrets and that. Looks like there are from here. And one of those great places for walking, both in the valley and also obviously over the Seven Sisters. It's hard work, yes. I've got to walk back again. I don't know how far it is. As I said, it's about 15 miles from my home to Burling Gap itself. Over the Seven Sisters, it's probably only about 2 or 3 miles, I should think. Maybe a bit more than that, but it certainly feels a lot more because it's so much up and down. It takes it out. But it's good exercise. Get out there, get some fresh air in your lungs, and see something today. This is another one of those sites I mentioned the other day, I think, in a vlog about how I like to go to places in different seasons. Yes, this doesn't change here as much as, say, a woodland does, but it still looks different, the light. And as I said, at the moment, the light is absolutely magnificent because it just, as I said, accentuates the colours and everything as well. And it seems to be so much quieter, apart from the incessant buzzing of these light aeroplanes. You might be able to hear that. It's sort of like a giant gnat or something. It seems to be because of the area, they seem to use it for flying practice, probably because there are a lot of landmarks around here. The Long Man of Wilmington is a couple of miles inland from where I am, and I'm looking over now towards Seaforth and towards Brighton, which isn't that far away actually. It's only about 10 miles if that from here. So a lovely sight, and one of those places that I love to come to quite a lot. It's hard work, but it's like all those things. You put the effort in and then you get the rewards at the end. And as I said in an audio boo or whatever it was, or a video or something the other day, this is free. Yes, I had to drive here, but it doesn't cost me anything to walk across here. As I said before, sometimes the best things in life are free. I'm going to enjoy my walk and enjoy the nice panoramic vista in front of me for a little bit longer before I head back over those remaining six sisters. All right, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.